Northumberland 89.7. Committed to local news.
Improved weather on the way. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. A long-standing tradition returns August 8th when the Coburg Garden Club hosts its annual summer flower show and tea from 1:30 to 3:30 at the Coburg Library. This popular and well-attended celebration of all things garden features classes, fruits and vegetables, houseplants, design and photography. Last summer's show had some 150 entries with about 70 visitors turning up to enjoy the displays and the afternoon tea with cold drinks and baked goodies provided by club members. The first one was held in July 1859, drawing 5,000 visitors, a huge number given Coburg's population at the time, to view three categories, flowers, fruits, and vegetables. Nowadays, the Coburg Garden Club hosts flower shows in May, August, and December, along with other activities such as scholarships, speakers, and civic activities. The town of Coburg announces both the 58th annual sidewalk sale and a number of road closures that will be in effect as the downtown welcomes this long-standing tradition. The event will run the holiday weekend, Thursday to Saturday. Several downtown streets will be closed to bring in street markets, live music, extended patios, and food trucks, and even a kids zone. Street closures will run from 7 a.m. Thursday through 8 a.m. Sunday, affecting four streets: King Street between Spring and Division, 3rd Street between King and Albert, 2nd Street between King and Albert, and George Street between Covert and King. Local businesses will remain open during the event. Motorists are asked to use alternate routes and follow posted signage. Emergency vehicle access will be maintained throughout the closures. Porto police say there was an increased police presence in the Victoria Street North area Monday as authorities assisted in the safe disposal of ammunition. Police say the Durham Regional Police Explosive Disposal Unit had been requested to attend. There is no threat to public safety in the disposal of these items. In sports, the Jays and Nationals continue their three-game set tonight in Washington. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your Truly Local three-day weather forecast is next.
Looking for something magical, mystical, and a little unexpected? Discover enchanting new arrivals at the Black Rabbit Mystical Emporium in downtown Port Hope. Browse their newest collection of beautiful slip dresses, dusters, scarves, and totes from Market of Stars. Then check out their enchanting jewelry collection by Marina Smith. Over 30 years of artistry featuring whimsical, Victorian-inspired, retro-futuristic designs. Visit the Black Rabbit Mystical Emporium at 54 John Street, Port Hope. Check out their summer event schedule and follow them on social media and online at theblackrabbit.ca.
Hey, Northumberland business owners. Are you ready to grow? Katz Marketing helps businesses get noticed. With over 40 years of experience, we create websites, print, signage, and digital marketing that connects with customers online, in your community, and in AI searches. Clients call us a true full-service marketing experience and say, we captured our essence and branding. Ready to grow? Visit katzmc.ca or call 905-885-9998 today. Katz Marketing, built for what's next.
Now here's your Truly Local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Cloudy today, good chance of showers, risk of a thunderstorm, high 23, humid index of 30. Cloudy tonight, slight chance of showers, low 17. Cloudy, good chance of showers tomorrow, high 24. Mix of sun and cloud Thursday, high 26. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.